Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, you are tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and we are here to shed the light of truth on the lies, inform you, encourage you, inspire you, and hopefully motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. And of course, we always want to promote self-reliance, resiliency. We need to become resilient or return to that, right? I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Thank you for tuning in, our live listeners on the AM dial on 630 AM and on the FM dial here in the Spokane, Kootenai County area, 96.5 FM as well. And of course, always to our listeners outside the wire in occupied territory, you guys are in our thoughts and prayers, and let me remind you, you are not alone. I just had this discussion once again with a group of Christian patriot leadership, a group that I'm involved in, and we meet regularly. We were discussing this, and this is one of the main topics was, I guess, a very dominant theme was assuring others that are seeing the chaos, like we've seen this week in Washington, D.C., like we've seen coming out of Hollywood, from the mainstream media, you almost begin to feel like maybe you're the one that's not normal. And it's not true. You're normal. There's nothing wrong with you, all right? And what you see, what you think you are seeing in the world, the insanity, it's true. It's real. So you're not alone. So stand fast. You are surrounded by patriots, even if you may not even realize it, and it might not even feel like it, especially for those of you outside the wire. So hang in there. Hey, don't forget, you can also call in to listen on the KTW or any of the programming, including Matt Shea's Liberty Radio. Patriot Radio, Liberty Broadcasting. There we go. I was trying to combine two different thoughts into one, which I'm prone to do. But you can call in if you have limited bandwidth or you're somewhere where you do not have the internet, and you can call. Here's a number for you to write down for you to listen to Radio Free Redoubt or any of the shows on Liberty Broadcasting or the American Christian Network. And that number is 1-605-477-4336. I'll say it again. Area code 605-477-4336. And you can just dial, once you make the connection, you dial 1 on your phone to listen to the ACN network or Liberty Broadcasting, the LBS, press number 2 for that. So anyway, hopefully you've got that number. And we also have a number for you to call and listen to our podcast, our live streaming on Sunday evenings, which we should be at the new location. We're getting the internet all sorted out. I don't have a high-speed internet connection, so I am having to use an additional cell phone as a hotspot. That's kind of the down and dirty, the trench electronic warfare that's going on here right now. So we're going to overcome that. But hopefully we will be able to live stream tomorrow evening on schedule. Okay, now there's an event coming up I want you to mark on your calendar. October 11th. That's October 11th. What we're going to do is post this flyer for you to download, print out, spread to your friends, and get them there. And this is an event called the War on America. Not just in the streets. America is being attacked internally. And you're going to hear more about this from Alex Newman. Alex Newman is going to be speaking live. And I believe Bill Jasper is also supposed to be there, the senior editor of The New American. I know he'll be there. I'm not sure if he's speaking at this event, but that's okay. Alex Newman's the one you want to hear for this event. He's coming in from out of the area. The admission is only $10. Anyone under 18 is free. Now, if you don't know who Alex Newman is, he is an award-winning journalist, international correspondent, an educator, author, and a consultant. In addition to serving as a writer and media personality for Freedom Project, Alex is a foreign correspondent for The New American magazine and a contributor to WorldNet Daily. So many of you in this audience have read his work. He's also the president of the media and information consulting firm Liberty Sentinel Media, which I know many of you are also familiar with. Well, Alex Newman is going to be speaking on the War on America. If you have not been under a rock, especially in the last couple of weeks, you can see that there is a war on America. But he's going to be talking about Agenda 21. Now, of course, that's been changed to Agenda 2030 and how that's eroding our property rights. This is critical. You cannot have a free people without property rights. Common Core, how it's destroying our youth's education. Unconstitutional interpretations by the Supreme Court. And of course, that's very relevant right now as we go through this just despicable circus involving Brett Kavanaugh all week. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but unrelenting controls of the deep state, complicity of the fake news media and the left's agenda. He's going to be talking about following designs of unconstitutional United Nations, allowing control by the unconstitutional privately owned Federal Reserve, and two levels of justice replacing justice for all. That's Thursday, October 11th. Alex Newman, 6:30 p.m. at Center Place Event Center, and that's in Spokane Valley, Washington. Again, that PDF, I'm looking at it right now, is going to be posted on our Highlights and Resources posting at radiofreeredoubt.com. Look for the Highlights and Resources posting for this show, the 29th, September 29th, Radio Free Redoubt on Liberty Broadcasting. We post all of our resources and links and highlights and everything when they're available to us on that page for each show. So that's where you will find this. I would love to see as many of you as possible there as can make it. Now, this week, we were talking about, or we've been following, watching, and many groups that I'm involved in, discussion groups, have been talking about this absolutely repulsive display of the left. And a lot of people are shocked by this. Now, admittedly, as disgusting as it is, I've not really been shocked. They are following their motto. See, when communists say something, I take them seriously. I think they mean it. When they say, we have to destroy and undermine Trump, which is, to me, that's President Trump. It's President Trump to you. When they say they need to, the deep state needs to do whatever it takes, they have a motto. It's called, by any means necessary. That's the motto. That's not what it's called. It's, the motto is, by any means necessary. And they are living up to their words. Just like when individual who was occupying the White House said, we're going to fundamentally transform America, and everybody yawned. And I said, oh, my Lord, they mean it, and they have a plan, and they're going to implement it, or they're going to continue to implement that plan to fundamentally transform America. And so they're continuing on. They are fighting for what they perceive as their very survival. That's the advancement of communism in America. They stand to lose all of the so-called progress that they've made. And Pat Buchanan weighs in saying this, what you're seeing right now with this Brett Kavanaugh going on, this is just a dry run for what's still to come, specifically for upcoming impeachment proceedings that the left is going to be pushing forward. They are acting desperate. They are really doubling down on their efforts. So I have to say, though, I was having this discussion with a young patriot who was kind of mocking President Trump for his unkempt hair and his orange skin. And I said, are you serious? Are you really serious? Are you really, is that your perception of our president? Because here's a young conservative patriot who is being swallowed up by the vortex of the peer pressure and the peer reviews of our president. That's their assessment. That's their level of respect, which also tells me they've been heavily exposed to leftist propaganda, because that's their entire assessment of this president, who is arguably one of the best presidents we've had in recent American history, hands down. No one has been so bold to do the things we wish somebody would do all along, and is doing it unwaveringly. I remember, and I had this discussion with this young patriot, had to educate this young individual about a personality, a very powerful historical personality named Winston Churchill. He was the bane of his political party. He was maligned in the media. He was scoffed at. He was chastised. He was made out to be a bumbling idiot and a buffoon. But he was the man for the hour and for the time and for the season that he was alive. He was born for that moment. And he's largely, if not, I guess, the majority responsible for the victories in World War II against the Germans, Winston Churchill. I've said this before, I'll say it again, and I stand by this, because I was not a President Trump fan. I was not a Donald Trump fan at all. But the man's won me over. He stood true to his word. He's shown boldness and courage I don't think I have. The tenacity, if I were in that situation, I don't know how I would withstand the kind of pressure that he has faced with so stalwart, just completely unwavering. And he's going after it. In the UN General Assembly this week, President Trump's full address to the UN General Assembly is posted at the White House. But he directly confronted the globalists while they rolled their eyes, while they mocked, while they laughed, while they whispered to each other and chuckled to one another at the United Nations, which should be kicked off United States soil. He confronted the globalists, called them out to their faces, slammed OPEC's price gouging, noting the scourge of illegal immigration, and opening the door for regime change in Venezuela. This is very interesting. So thank you to the listener who put together some of these excerpts here. I've got so much material here. I'm going to have to cover the rest of it tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Radio Free Redoubt on our weekly podcast. But here's just some of the excerpts, and thank you to the listener who compiled this out of the remarks President Trump's 73rd session at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. So here's just a few quotes. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. What of the candidates who were running as Republicans for president 2 years ago would have used those words? America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Another one, ultimately, the only long-term solution to the immigration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries, make their countries great again. Another one, moving forward, we are only going to give foreign aid to those who respect us and, frankly, are our friends. Amen to that. Finally, sovereign and independent nations are the only vehicle where freedom has ever survived, democracy has ever endured, or peace has ever prospered. And so we must protect our sovereignty and our cherished independence above all. One other thing that was mentioned was that as it relates to refugees, which is not in here, is the proposal to have refugees safeguarded as close to their home countries as possible so that they can, when the situation is stabilized, they can return to their country and be part of the rebuilding process instead of shipping them all over Europe and all over Australia and all over the United States and Canada. So I'm all for that. Amen to that. But the left is getting more and more riled up. And we've talked about this again. We're not going to lose sight of this. I'm going to come back to this. The left has a propensity toward violence. They are the true haters. They are getting themselves worked up. And now they're openly talking of violence. We're going to talk about that when we come back. If you guys didn't attend the Inland Northwest Preparedness Expo last week, you guys missed out. They did such a great job organizing that. But those of you who were able to make it, thank you. It was so great to see so many patriots working, striving towards self-reliance, not out of fear, but out of a sense of duty to protect and preserve their families, their communities, and actually play an active role in helping their communities respond to a disaster, just like we've seen in the Southeast right now, which is still going on in North Carolina, South Carolina. But North Carolina, the flooding continues. The looting has gotten out of control. And several local leaders in several of those communities have requested and accepted the offers for help. The Oath Keepers and several others, mutual assistance groups, are operating to provide security in some of those most heavily hit areas hit by crime and looting. So people are reaching out and helping each other, helping to bring food and aid and helping folks recover from that Hurricane Florence, which has left the news cycle and we've all forgotten about. Well, they're still dealing with it. So anyway, those of you in the Inland Pacific Northwest who went to that expo last weekend, who took multiple seminars to invest in your community so that we could be resilient in the face of some type of a disaster, thank you. It was great meeting you, and I look forward to doing that again. I want to thank our sponsor, Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, Werks.com, for your custom holster needs. Kydex holsters made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And I have the Liberty State seal on my, they are helping to support Liberty State by donating some of the proceeds from the sale of each of their Liberty State holsters to support the Liberty State movement. So thank you guys for helping to support them and helping to support Radio Free Redoubt. I love mine. It fits my Glock 19, drops right into it, locks in. It looks great, feels great. And I recommend it. Get yours at works.com. Okay, let's take a break. Come back in just a moment. I'm going to talk about the violence of the left and what President Trump has warned us about. Well, we're starting to see that come to fruition. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Stay right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, Segment 2. Segment 2 is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, beautiful little place right there on the St. Joe River in beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, and the fall colors are changing. That's just a wonderful time to be up the St. Joe River, and just a great place to go just get away from it all. Sleepy little town, St. Mary's, Idaho, in the heart of the American Redoubt. Find out how you can plan your weekend getaway by going to riverfrontsuites.com. It doesn't have to be a weekend either. It could be any time. So, okay. Now, I want to talk about... First, before I get into the rest of this, really quickly, we've got a ton of people send me news articles. It's just sweeping the preparedness community about the FCC warning about non-compliant VHF, UHF, two-way radios, these ham radios, specifically the Baofeng radios that everybody has, Baofeng fever, right? So you can $25-$30, you can get this great little dual band ham radio, but it also is capable of being programmed in the non-ham frequency band ranges. Essentially, it's not FCC compliant. It never has been. In fact, most of us, as soon as it came out, we said, how are they being allowed to even sell these? It's a mystery how the FCC has not dropped the hammer on this sooner. Well, they have. Now, as of this week, Monday, September 24th, they said, no more. We're going to start fining the suppliers for advertising, selling, or importing these things. So, it's the end of 5 years, I think it's been. They've been selling these. Everybody's running around with their hair on fire. What do we do? Did you see this? What are we going to do? Well, you know what? Buy them up if you want. You probably already have them. And don't get spun up over it. So you're back to paying $150 for a high-quality ham radio just like the good old days. And guess what? There are hacks for opening those up, so that you can program those up in the other bands. And I'm sure the Baofengs and Wuxuns and all those will be the same way. You're going to be able to open those up. And doesn't mean it's legal, but technically, physically, you can. You will be able to. I have no doubt in my mind. So don't worry. It's all right. It's going to be all right. You might actually have to buy $150 to $200 high-quality handheld radio like the good old days. Oh my, what will we do? It'll be okay. It'll be all right. Okay, now, here just in the last couple of minutes. Remember when, about a month ago, I covered this, Trump basically had a private meeting with Christian leaders. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow night. Trump warns Christian leaders of violence if the GOP loses the House in 2018. Now, there's a couple sources here I'm going to put in the highlights and resources posting. One's from the Washington Examiner. Another one is from religiousliberty.tv. Pretty much saying the same thing. Private meeting with religious leaders, mostly Christian leaders. And he warned them this election is essentially not just a referendum on me. That's President Trump speaking. He said, this is a referendum on you and your religion. And he said, these people are violent. The Antifa and the communist revolutionaries, they are planning to bring violence. And you've got to get your congregations and your people to step up and start getting involved in the political process. So, this kind of fell by the wayside. Several of us did pick up on this, but here's something that just came out. I just picked this up on Drudge. PJ Media.com actually covered this. Deborah Hine, ran this article where she picked up a bunch of Twitter communiques by this Dr. Bones, a co-host of a far-left podcast called The Guillotine. And The Guillotine, by the way, is a podcast that covers global current events from a revolutionary communist and anarchist perspective. So what he says, apparently this far-left watch reported, Dr. Bones, the co-host of the far-left podcast The Guillotine, started the conversation going with his 5,000-plus Twitter followers. He asked this question. Hey, quick little question for military-minded lefties. Should leftists train/organize in an insurgent focus where they blend into a civilian population for potential attacks, or a more militia structure focused on holding and maintaining turf? And, of course, in here, Antifa calls for the slaughter of border patrol dogs, they call them. But Bones went on to suggest that fellow travelers organize hidden cells and focus on ambushes and assassinations to bleed, quote-unquote, right-leaning forces dry. He said that during the day, comrades should pretend to be into helping everybody and never talk about their, quote-unquote, nighttime activities. They're talking about taking this communist revolutionary tactics to the operational level. Assassinations and ambushes. And they make no distinction between Border Patrol agents and people who voted for President Trump. You are a Trump supporter, and you are also deserving of ambushes and assassinations. So this is where we're going. This is where we said it would go. And this is not us saying, ooh, I wonder if these leftists will one day turn violent. No, these are their words. Now, we have mused in the past, this could go this direction toward violence. Why? Because we have history as a backdrop to learn from. Well, now there they are, their own words, calling for violence, ambushes, and assassinations. Patriots, go armed everywhere, as always. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Stay safe. God bless. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. And my name is your name, too.